Street art has risen to new heights in the last decade. A few artists, such as Banksy, sell their work for huge amounts of money. But unauthorised art remains a curse for some local councils, who still pay thousands and thousands of dollars to remove it. In recent years, graffiti artists have upped the stakes. They've turned fire extinguishers into giant spray cans. Timothy McDonald reports.
One man's vandal is another's graffiti artist. But if someone fitting either description wants to use a fire extinguisher to tag a wall, they won't have much trouble finding detailed instructions on the internet. If they succeed in refilling a fire extinguisher with paint and repressurising it, hopefully without injury, they'll be able to spray a lot of paint onto a wall in a very short time. The artwork is usually pretty simple, because the fire extinguisher empties out in a matter of seconds, but the letters are often huge. For those who clean it off, it's little more than a mess. Peter Robinson is the director of Graffiti Gun and Clean It, which are two companies that clean off graffiti.
And it's so easy to do. And they know that it's very hard to get off as well, because then you have to start using access equipment and all sorts to get it off, basically.
So if you go out on a job for somebody who's used a fire extinguisher to paint a wall, does it mean that you generally have to charge them more because you have to get the access equipment out?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It costs more. Most of it is for local government. And it does cost more because it's added labour and access equipment, etc. It could be two or three times more than what it would be usually.
So how many do you think you've cleaned off in the last 6 months or so?
We would have gone to not tens but hundreds now, hundreds of jobs where, they've used the fire extinguishers. They also use the super soakers as well, the big super soaker guns?
And that would let you get pretty high on a wall as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but the fire extinguishers are more, shall we say, popular at the moment.
Lachlan McDowell is an expert on graffiti who works in the Centre for Cultural Partnerships at the University of Melbourne. He says fire extinguishers have been used for some time. He says the use of fire extinguishers is part of a longer tradition of improvisation among graffiti artists.
Even the early graffiti in Australia, in terms of things done by spray paint, was produced with spray paint and shoe polish and things that weren't really designed to be graffiti implements. So using fire extinguishers, I think, is just part of that larger trend of trying to produce implements for graffiti out of everyday kind of objects.
Lachlan McDowell says artists who use fire extinguishers are partly reacting to the increasing legitimacy of street art. He says some artists don't like the fact that street art isn't as dangerous as it once was.
Especially today in Australia, we have a lot of opportunities for people to undertake graffiti in a legal kind of context. And also there's a lot of custom-made spray paints where you can get easily interchangeable nozzles of different sizes and a massive range of colours. So there is a sense that graffiti perhaps has become a little bit too democratised or a little bit too easy. And this is, I guess, more of a fringe activity. It's still a bit messy. It's still a bit exciting. And I think that will be certainly behind the motivation for many people using the fire extinguishers.
Lachlan McDowell from the Centre for Cultural Partnerships at the University of Melbourne.